From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, lots of new state laws go into effect today, January 1st, across the country. Some are serious, some a little wacky. First, federal lawmakers return to Washington this week. Democrats will be in charge. They want to raise the minimum wage, reduce the cost of student loans, and lower Medicare drug prices. They will also launch investigations. California's Henry Waxman will run one key investigative committee, the House Government Reform Committee. I asked him what his priorities are.
My highest priority is going to be to look at the waste, fraud, and abuse of taxpayers' money. In the minority, we did a report and followed the billions that had been wasted in contracting in Iraq and Hurricane Katrina, repairs, and even for Homeland Security. And, of course, the most prominent of the contractors has been Halliburton. And we need to look to see whether government agencies are doing their job. Environmental Protection Agency, the Food and Drug Administration, a lot of other areas where we rely on the government to do its work, and they're not acting competently or not successfully, and we want to know about it.
Now, the previous Congress was criticized for being too friendly to the Bush administration, of basically being a rubber stamp because it was a Republican-controlled Congress. Is there a danger, Congressman Waxman, now that the Democrats are in charge, that you'll go too far in the opposite direction?
I think they've given us 12 years of lessons and examples of how not to behave. Oversight should be done responsibly. It should be done on a bipartisan basis. It should be to try to get the facts before you make the accusations, not make accusations and then hold hearings and try to find some facts to justify them, which is what they did when Clinton was president. With regard to my responsibilities, I'm going to try to enlist the Republicans in genuine, responsible oversight and investigations.
When it comes to investigating the contracting in Iraq, what can you do if you do find out that indeed there has been fraud, abuse, mishandling of funds? What practically can you do in your position?
The first thing I would hope that we could do is if a company has taken advantage and fraudulently built the government and taxpayers out of millions, if not billions of dollars, we want the money back. If they didn't live up to their part of the contract, they shouldn't be paid. Secondly, we want the government agencies that are supposed to police these things to actually go in there and police it and to withhold money for future work. And then thirdly, I even proposed on the House floor that after any contractor is found to have fraudulently abused the government and taxpayers more than $100 million, they ought to be barred from getting future contracts. There's no excuse for it.
And you're saying it as if you know that there already has been a waste of money.
Oh, yeah. I'm relying on government auditors. These aren't accusations that I myself am making. Government auditors for the Pentagon have said that billions of dollars have been wasted. Billions of dollars cannot be accounted for in money that we paid Halliburton alone. One thing I'm looking forward to is the Bush administration giving us answers. For the last 6 years, some of us asked the right questions, but they didn't want to give the answers.
What's the first question you'd like to ask President Bush?
Well, I haven't thought of the first of what will be many questions. We're going to try to do it in a constructive way. Another purpose of oversight is to make sure these mistakes don't happen again, that we correct problems.
Well, of course, some people say, well, yes, there is a role for that. We don't want to repeat ourselves, but we also need to look forward. And the biggest problem right now that the country is facing is what to do about Iraq going forward. So to use up a lot of energy, time, money in looking back 3 years, is it really worth it?
Well, we've got to know where we're going. And the key committees in the House and the Senate have already said that they plan to have Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and the new Secretary of Defense come before the Congress and outline precisely what their goals are. Prospectively, we've got to know what they plan to do, try to push them to make it clear, and try to influence them.
California Congressman Henry Waxman, the incoming chair of the House Government Reform Committee, thank you very much for coming in and speaking with us.
Thank you. Delighted to be with you.